Back in 2013, Tonawanda Coke was found guilty of environmental violations. 1 year later, a study of potential public health impact was ordered. The first round of mailings is on the way to potential participants. Matthew Bonner, Associate Professor of Epidemiology and Environmental Health at UB, says residents will be asked to answer questions about health history and lifestyle habits. Bonner says researchers want to learn more about what the emissions may or may not have done to impact local health.
We'll ask them questions about, do you smoke cigarettes? How long have you smoked cigarettes? How many do you smoke per day? Do you have a wood-burning stove or a fireplace in your home? That's another source of PAHs. We'll ask them about their other occupations so that we can try and understand, are those occupations that also come with these types of exposures?
Researchers will follow health trends for 10 years. Tonawanda Coke's previous emissions included formaldehyde and benzene. The most comprehensive studies on coke oven emissions, Bonner explained, date back to the 1940s.
And what we do know from those studies is that lung cancer is caused by coke oven emissions. We know that bladder cancer is caused by coke oven emissions. But these are studies that have been done basically in working age men. And so we don't really have a good sense of what happens to other individuals. These are individuals that are working at really comparatively high exposure levels compared to what the general population gets from environmental exposures.
The study will cost an estimated $11.4 million and is being funded by Tonawanda Coke as part of its punishment for violating the Clean Air Act and Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.